Before I Formed You. Chapter 2. Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. Now, I want to tell you something about yourself that you may have never heard, or maybe you've heard it so many times it stopped meaning anything. I want you to hear it again, right now, as if for the first time. You were made on purpose. Not by accident. Not by chance. Not as the result of circumstances that spun out of control. You, the woman reading this, were deliberately, carefully, intentionally formed by the hands of God. David wrote these words 3,000 years ago, and they are as true today as the moment he set them down. For you formed my inward parts, you wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. Read that again slowly if you need to. He formed your inward parts. He wove you. Those aren't words of accident. Those are words of craft, the careful, deliberate work of someone who knew exactly what he was making. Your days were written in his book before you lived a single one of them. Before your mother knew she was carrying you, God was already at work. Before anyone had an opinion about whether you should exist, God had already decided. Before your life became complicated, before anything happened to you that you wish hadn't happened, before every mistake and every wound and every moment that brought you to where you are sitting right now, God had already written your name. You were not an afterthought. You were a first thought. And here is where I need you to be very still and very honest with yourself. The same God who wove you together is weaving right now. The same hands that formed your inward parts are forming another set of inward parts at this very moment. The same eyes that saw your unformed substance see another unformed substance, right now, inside of you. And the same book that held your days before you lived them holds another set of days that have not yet been lived. God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah and said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you." Jeremiah 1, verse 5. Before I formed you. Not after. Not once you were viable. Not once you were wanted. Not once the circumstances were right. Before. God's knowledge of this child did not begin when you found out you were pregnant. It did not begin at conception. It began before, in the mind of God, in the purposes of God, in the book where he writes the days of those he is forming. I am not telling you this to make you feel guilty. Guilt is not what you need right now, and it is not what God is offering you. I am telling you this because you deserve to know the truth about what is happening inside of you. Not what the world says is happening. Not what fear says is happening. But what God says. He is making someone. He knows her. He knew her before you did. He is weaving her together the same way he wove you together, carefully, deliberately, fearfully, and wonderfully. Her days are already written. Her story has already begun. You may not have planned this, but God did. That does not make your situation easy. It does not answer every question you have. It does not solve the problems that feel so overwhelming right now that you can barely breathe. But carry this with you into the next chapter. The life inside you is not an accident any more than you are an accident. The same God who saw you, El Roi, the God who sees this child too. He is not distant from what is happening. He is in the middle of it, doing what he has always done. He is making someone. And he has done this before.